And staying with the question of sleep, the value and power of the quick nap is well documented. I don't know, I often wake up feeling groggier than I began, but it's so believed in that inner city gyms now offer facilities for business folk on their lunch breaks to take something a little different to a snack. Blueprint for Living intern Buffy Gorilla went to explore the world of the sleep pod.
So I'm entering the light blue room. It's almost purple. It's very quiet. You can really hear the difference in the sound. There are two pods. They're very space age. They're very neat. It's almost like a giant ping pong ball has eaten a sun lounger. If you can imagine, that's what it looks like. All right, I'm going to settle in and see how it goes. All right, I'm closing the hood. It swivels and you get a very quiet and calm surrounding. It's very black, just what you need. There are headphones to be able to drown out the sound of your day-to-day life. I'm elevating my legs to get into a perfect sleep position. You really do feel like you could relax in here and escape. You cannot hear the outside sounds of the gym. It's very quiet. Raising my legs up a little bit more. You can tilt yourself quite far back. I feel like meditating, a little mindfulness. To find out more about the science behind napping, I'm here with Emma Masters, a group exercise coordinator at Virgin Active.
So we've been open a little over a year now, and we decided to definitely get these in as a part of our offering. We're in a very corporate area here in Collins Street, so we understand there's a real importance for rest and recovery as well as working out here. So we put them in as soon as we opened, and we've had the two sleep pods in our little sleep zone ever since we opened. I think especially over the lunch period into the early afternoon, which is actually the sort of the optimum time for napping as well, that's definitely where we see the most traffic come through our sleep pods.
And within 20 minutes, do you think that the members are able to unwind and relax?
Absolutely. There's actually a lot of science behind optimal napping time. Actually, just 6 minutes can get us lots and lots of benefits, cognitive benefits that are going to mean that we think better, that our memory is improved, that we're more alert. So they say up to 10 to 20 minutes, we can improve our alertness by up to 30%.
What has the feedback been from some of the members?
Oh, only really great feedback. We've got some very busy, crazy scheduled members here. Even in class when I teach them, or you know, you see people come in, they're very in a rush, they're very corporate, they're in and out, very quick. And that's what we're here for. We want to be able to service those members in the best way possible. So I think the feedback's only been great, that they can come in on their lunch break, gobble some lunch down, and then just come and have a 20-minute nap and then get back to the really hardcore work that they're doing around the area.
And have you ever had anyone who is just zonked out for longer than the 20 minutes?
No, because the beds actually vibrate and then bring you back down out of your nap. So there's no fear of that. I've had that in a few times in my meditation classes, but not in my sleep pod experience, because the beds wake you up for you. So there's no fear of coming in at 10 o'clock at night and finding someone that's been here since lunch.
And what sort of music can we escape with in the sleep pod?
It's very relaxing, so soothing sounds, ocean, animal noises. There's just a bit of a mix, but it's all that type of relaxing, sending you off to sleep music that you would expect in that kind of atmosphere.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the 20 minutes came to be?
It's not just Virgin Active. That's definitely something that comes from the sleep pod world, and in fact, the napping world. It's actually really funny. There's some history involved there as well. Leonardo da Vinci famously lived off 20-minute naps when he was doing his beautiful artwork and famous paintings. So he would not want the paint to dry. So he would just live off these 20-minute naps and obviously still be super creative and create all the masterpieces that we know today. But as I said, as little as 6 minutes can actually give you the benefits. But the 20 minutes is quite important, because if you go over that, that's when you can get that groggy feeling. So to get the best cognitive result and get the better benefit, but without the grogginess, they say no more than 20 minutes is ideal.
And do you think that this trend of sleep pods will catch on in more places other than just the gym?
Absolutely. They already have. Quite famously, Google are a massive company that introduced sleep pods into their workplace. NASA, another, you know, hugely famous company that introduced them into their workplaces. And I think that's because, you know, a third of us aren't even getting enough sleep night to night. So these naps can actually help our sleep deficit and make us more productive. So if those big companies are introducing them to make their members of staff more effective in their workplace, I think that's something that more and more companies will see the benefit of.
And do you nap when you're not here? Do you take time out of your schedule to do that as part of a health professional and living a healthy lifestyle?
Oh, absolutely. I think the benefits of sleep are huge, and I certainly notice if I'm not getting enough, and I would always encourage members and clients to make sure they're getting that, you know, 7-8 hours sleep a night. People don't realize that, you know, the effects that can have, and it certainly can mount up as well. And you can't take that back. You know, we should be just regularly getting as much sleep as we can to make sure that we are as refreshed and as alert as we can be. Really, you know, you look at animals in the wild and all types of mammals, and they all nap. We're really the only species that doesn't. So I think something's to be said for that as well.
It's just so relaxing. I can see why people enjoy taking 20 minutes out of their busy schedules to pop into a pod. I don't think I want to go to work. Starting to tilt me back down, bring me back to reality. That is it. Opening the hood. Refreshed and ready to face my day.
A refreshed and ready Buffy Gorilla there, exploring the world of sleep pods. I like the idea, but nothing says professionalism like some drool in your beard in the early afternoon. That's where I would end up. You're listening to Blueprint for Living here on RN.